The Lord has blessed us with a really sweet message tonight. It's October the 13th, 2015. And He gave me a glimpse of heaven again, but mostly He talked tonight about our individual beauty, how He's created each one of us so uniquely. He began, "I have made each of you brides totally unique, apart, separate, and gloriously formed into the ideal I imagined for you when I created you. You'll never know the glory that is yours until heaven. I do not speak of earthly glory, but the fulfillment of the uniqueness that comes with a rare work of art, never again to be duplicated. The variances in your bodies are nothing compared to the variances in your souls. Each of you come from a different matrix. That's a mother rock. Each of you have a different crystal structure, a different color, a different hue of that color, different qualities of reflection and refraction of light. I could go on and on all night describing the indescribable. That is what each of you are to me. There is no comparing souls as people do on earth. It is only their inability to perceive the depth of beauty of each that causes men to compare. If they had eyes to truly see, they would realize what they thought was similar is rather singular and incomparable. But I see your beauty, my brides. I see what no one else sees. And each of you are highly esteemed in my eyes. As I am faceting the diamond that you are, I am cutting away certain layers, one at a time, to reveal the stunning inner beauty that only I can see. When you come to heaven, you will be overwhelmed by the beauty of the souls there. That is because they have come into their fulfillment, and the light they give is the product of my tender faceting and polishing. No one in heaven has jealousy. No one in heaven wants to be like someone else. In heaven, you will finally get to see yourself in my eyes, and it will totally change and overwhelm what you thought of yourself on earth. I'm telling you this now because I want you to prepare yourselves by adhering to what I have put in your heart. I want you to practice your individuality by appreciating others for who they are, but refusing to compare yourself or copy them. You will never become who someone else is, but you may easily become who you are. For this, you must be patient with me as I work to reveal the layers that have been covered over by the world. Like an archaeologist with a soft brush, I am gently removing the sand, dirt, and film that covers you and bringing you into the fullness of my light shining upon you to reveal your true identity. No one wants to be a copy of someone else. Each of you long to be someone special. The world denies you this right and does all in its power to make you conform. But I have so ingrained it into your soul that you continue to long for the expression of who you are in your uniqueness. Someday you will see more than the fleeting glimpses of greatness that lives within, because on earth you are locked into a cage of conformity with others, constantly patrolling the perimeter, making sure you conform. Yes, this conformity will be lifted, and the true essence of who you are will illuminate all around you, bringing joy and worship for how fearfully and wonderfully made you have been by me. Everywhere you go, you will bring your own unique brand of joy, and the gifts you have desired on this earth will be honed to perfection, so that you may create to your heart's content. Others will seek you out for the inspiration you have to offer them, and you will be known even as you have been known. There will be no misunderstanding, for even as you look upon each other, you will know the marvelous purpose for which they were created. And they too will recognize my handiwork in you. Every discovery will be an occasion of praise and thanksgiving, that life will be balanced, fruitful, joyful, and productive. As you gather together for worship, your uniqueness will blend with others into one fiery oblation of love and adoration, and the knowledge of me will inebriate you with unspeakable joy. I am God, yet even I am at a loss. But what I want you to keep this awareness in mind, this sense of expectation, because the day is coming when you will finally be fulfilled on every possible level, and you will see that your sufferings on earth were nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed through you. And Scripture has it, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Romans 8:18. My brides, the life you live and suffer through right now is molding and perfecting you into what you are to become on that day. Though you cannot see what you are undergoing from my perspective, you can trust my words to you. Do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. At 2 Corinthians 4:17. I am bringing these things to you now because for some of you the journey has been very, very long, the disappointments many, but necessary in building your character, and soon you will put on the incorruptible in exchange for the corruptible. And what I have labored to put into words will become plain to you in that moment. As the Lord was speaking, I saw something that looked like a propane camp light, which has two mantles made of ash that explode into light when the gas is turned on and a match lit to it. One moment it was nothing more than fabric that had been charred into an ash mantle. But the next moment it was so brilliant, I couldn't even look at it. The Lord continued, "Yes, that is an apt description. One moment you are but ashes on this earth, the next brilliant, illuminating all around you. The transformation is stunning. This is one way to explain your movement into the eternal. Yet a little while and all of this will be over. In the meantime, I'm building my image within each of you as you go about your daily tasks. I am anointing you to be little Christs, washing the feet of others, on the lookout for those who need my touch, interceding for the suffering and seemingly hopeless, each day living for me and seeking first the kingdom of God. Yes, soon this journey will be over. Beloved, make good use of this time. It can never be redeemed. The opportunities of today will not be here tomorrow. Show yourselves to be faithful stewards, rightly handling the word of truth and touching all with my love. Persevere. Make the best use of this time. Trust me. Confess me hour by hour. Jesus, I trust in you. I promise that you will not be disappointed. I bless you now with the courage and stamina for the days ahead. Amen.